With Jay Adams, Westerham, welcome to our game preview on AtlantaFalcons.com. Falcons are on the road now this afternoon here in Baltimore and really won't be back home until, what, November the 23rd against the Cleveland Browns. But here's 4-2 Baltimore coming in after picking up a victory last week over Tampa, and Joe Flacco threw 5 touchdown passes in the first half.
Yeah, I mean, it was an impressive performance. It was very akin to what the Falcons did against the Bucs just a few weeks ago. I know it seems like much longer away after the 3-game losing streak. But, yeah, I mean, this is a very good Baltimore team riding high right now. It's going to be a tough test for the Falcons, and they need this win in the worst way.
Well, no question about it, because Atlanta's staying out on the road. The Falcons will leave tonight from Baltimore, head over to the UK, and begin preparation for the Lions and all the other things that go along with an NFL game internationally. Jay, the Harry Douglas situation has lingered now to a third ball game, and when you start thinking about it, I guess the one thing that concerns me as it starts a fourth ball game today is it really hurts Atlanta when they go to the four receiver package. Eric Weems is fine, but they just don't have the experience that they can put those four guys out there that are so productive for them when they're healthy.
Yeah, I think that's really been an underrated storyline here in the last three games, is just the absence of Harry Douglas and how that's kind of affected this offense. You know, Devin Hester has certainly come on, but I feel like you can look at his first three games when Harry Douglas was active and say those were a better three games. He just takes a little bit of attention away from the other weapons that you've got on offense, and I think it just makes a world of difference to get him back.
And particularly against a secondary that's been as vulnerable to the deep ball as the Ravens have, huh?
Yeah, and you can beat this team deep, that's for sure. You just got to take those shots. You got to get yourself in the position to take those shots. And that starts with protecting up front and keeping Matt Ryan upright for, you know, as long as it takes to get his wide receivers downfield. So it can be done today. It can certainly be done.
It's going to be interesting to watch Atlanta defensively, because Joe Flacco, as we said last week, a phenomenal ball game against Tampa. But they've also found a little punch with Justin Forsett. The address here in Baltimore, the whole off-the-field stuff with Ray Rice, has kind of given the Ravens a little running punch here that many quite frankly didn't expect. Bernard Pierce was expected to be the guy. Forsett has overtaken him in the lineup. They're also getting a rookie, Lorenzo Talaferro, to help him out a little bit. But Flacco is still about throwing the football, and speaking of change of addresses, Steve Smith's been phenomenal here.
Yeah, and that's a guy that you're familiar with. You wish that your cornerbacks were maybe a little bit more familiar with him from his years playing with the Panthers, but you know, the second year guys, they've watched the tape. I mean, they got a pair of Smiths that are going to, you know, they're able to do some damage, and so you know, you really feel like the onus is on that defense. You mentioned Forsett. You know, this is a Falcons defense that really wants to get better at stopping the run between the tackles, and I look for them to try to improve that today, because it's going to be really, really important to stopping Joe Flacco overall.
So if you got a key here today, what's your big key?
You know, I still think it's all about protecting Matt Ryan. I think that's really where this offense and this team as a whole comes and goes. So keeping Matt upright, keeping him clean, making sure he's not getting hit too much, I think is going to be the absolute key in this game.
All right. Don't forget, you can keep up with Jay and everybody at AtlantaFalcons.com during the course of the ball game. Arch, John Michaels, and I'll have the radio coverage starting at 1 on 92.9 The Game, and of course, ESPN 790 The Zone.